Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. Yes, it is August and we are just kind of finishing up our summer. Where does time go? I'm telling you. Well, today we are going to have such an exciting show because we're going to talk a little bit about being in the present moment so that you can pick up on those synchronicity type moments in your life. So before we begin the show, I just want to remind you to connect with me after the show on ElizabethCookson.com. And when you're at the website, go in and just download my free 2012 monthly angel messages. And yes, Catherine, I did get your message. And on my previous program, I had actually given a little bit of a reading for the audience just to kind of kickstart the middle of your week. And I'm going to go ahead and do that for you today. So what happened today in my meditation is I'm like, all right, angels, bring it on. Tell me what I need to share with the audience today. And today was really about finish what you started. And so this is just a reminder to each one of us that if there's something that we started and we've kind of put on that back burner or we really don't want to finish it because it's a little painful to get to the end, this is just a reminder that we are to really take a look at it, put our energy back into this project or this task, and just know that by walking away from it, we're really not finishing anything, right? So we may feel scattered, we may feel undisciplined, and right now it is really about completing those tasks, those projects, and when we do that, we are going to have like an amazing product that comes in front of us. So just remember, when you finish something, you complete it, you're going to feel like you're soaring. You're able to really feel that accomplishment. So if you feel stuck, just ask your angels for a little bit of help, get a kickstart, and finish that project. And if you're unsure about maybe what it is that you've been working on and you're not quite sure what to finish, just ask your angels for a little bit of help. All right. I also want to bring up, I've got my first book coming out, Speaking Your Truth, and I'm a author in that particular book coming out on August the 28th. I am so excited to share that with each of you. And it is really about healing, moving forward, and really having the guts to share your story. So there are 40 stories shared by women all around the world expressing their truth and how they were able to really move forward. So it's going to be an amazing book that you'll want to pick up, Speaking Your Truth, Volume 3, coming out August 28th. So today, your heart's going to be filled with joy as my guest Sue London and I are really going to talk about something exciting, synchronicities. But let me share a little bit about Sue before we get started. And Sue, just so you guys know, she can be heard at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern every Thursday on this very station. And she is absolutely amazing. And as you'll hear, she is my twin. It's just uncanny how much we have going on in life. And that's why we're going to talk about synchronicities. And Sue, over a 10-year period, she battled Crohn's disease, abuse, near-death, divorce, and was given only 30 minutes to live. And when she became pregnant with her second child, she was told that it was really unlikely that she was going to be able to deliver that baby. And she wasn't going to hear that. And in being in grave danger and seeking different professionals, she really went within. And she was able to say, you know what? I can do this. And she soared above it all. In fact, She went on to publish her inspirational life story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And this is a story of the challenges and the triumphs over her illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. Sue's also authored two amazing children's books, and now she's an international radio host inspiring audiences around the world. Welcome, Sue.
Hello there, my friend. How are you?
Welcome back. This is going to just be so awesome. And I thought, you know, what a great message today to talk about, you know, synchronicities, those events that happen, and the universe is just really trying to tell us something. That's what I was sitting here going, synchronicities and how things happen. Mm-hmm. And for me, and we've talked about this as well, is for synchronicities, I see it's like those deja vu moments. It's the things that happen to us, and we're kind of going, why did this happen? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I get numbers that repeat, like 1111 or 333.
Yes.
And so I started to study a lot about numerology because I'm like, okay, there's something behind getting these numbers.
Sure. Yeah.
And what does that mean?
Yeah.
And for you, you have had such a whirlwind since we had you on just a couple weeks ago. So I want you to share with the listeners. You've moved.
We have. I am officially a resident of the Homewood Hilton here in Burlington, Ontario. And you know what? This is real. I said to my husband, Ross, this is preparing us for like the old days, like when we get really old and we go in like a senior's home, because this is so awesome. We're in this beautiful one-bedroom suite, and we've got the indoor pool right outside our door. We've got the gym right outside our door. They make our meals for us. They're to die for. And we've got our dogs with us in the kitchen here. And like I said, it's amazing what I've learned from this, that you know, we have so much materialistic stuff in our home, like so much dust collectors, and, you know, everyone has that kind of stuff, right? And all we came here was with the clothes on our back and our dogs. And you know what? That's all we need. We don't miss anything else that we've put in storage until our house is going to be built in mid to late November. So it's really been an
incredible journey. And so for people listening, they're going, did she just say November and August? Yes,
I did
hear her correctly.
Yeah. But you know what I look at this as? You know, like you and I were talking before this, and Ross and I were talking, my husband Ross, and I said, like, I really find that every time that we go through something, or, you know, we have to go to a hotel or we travel, that we're always being put in the right place to help the right people with what they need. And here we are in this hotel. We came on Thursday. We've already helped one of the staff here at the hotel. And actually, all day today, I was looking after two dogs who had been abused. A lady in the hotel had inherited them, and she's going through some stuff, getting ready to move to Florida tomorrow. So I was looking after two dogs today and doing Reiki on them, helping them to clear all the stuff they'd been through. And by the time that I finished with them today, they went from, you know, cowering in a corner to coming up and licking me. So this is like a huge success day for me today.
Oh, well, congratulations. You know? And you know what? Before we even continue, I want you to share a little bit with the listeners about your pet therapy and what you do there, so they're a little bit more familiar with how you work with animals, help them heal, help the owners. So, you're just, I mean, they're absolutely amazing at working with animals.
Oh, I love them. I love animals. Well, I'm very in tune with animals, I'm a Reiki master. So my kids call me a dog stalker, but anyone listening, seriously, I'm not. If you hear my kids tell me that, if I've met you, I'm not. I just find, like, my hands are like magnets. They want to go up to these animals and just, you know, I want to kiss every dog, and I just love them, right? And, yes, my family think I'm a freak, too. But, you know, I'll see a dog, and I'll feel their stuff, or a cat. And so here there's a lot of dogs at the hotel because it's a pet-friendly hotel. And so all these animals are coming out to me, and I'm feeling their stuff. And so in the case with these dogs that are here, this lady had inherited them. Her mother was not well, and she had to be put into a hospital. So she has these dogs. So she's dealing with a lot of stress, the woman, right? She's never had a pet in her life before. So I've basically gone in for the last couple days, and I've done Reiki on the dogs, explained to her, you know, how a dog works, what you have to do with them. You know, you have to walk them. They got to pee. They got to poop. The whole thing, right? And then as I've been doing Reiki on them, I'm kind of telling her how they came into her life and how they're mirroring her stuff, what they're there to teach her, as well as doing Reiki on them and kind of coaching her and helping her clear her stuff is helping the animals. So when I went in the room today, for example, in their hotel room, these poor little dogs, one's a year old and one's three. Now, they don't normally just lay there lethargic, right? Especially puppies. They were so, they take on so much stuff from negativity from all these different people that have been around. They've been abused, and they were just laying there, just lifeless. And so by the time I was finished with them today, after doing so much Reiki, clearing all that negativity in them, they were running around, jumping around, so full of energy. So I have to talk with the owner later tonight and tell her why they're so full of energy, because she won't know what's going on now.
Well, see, and that's amazing. So for everyone who's listening, if you have any questions or you just want to chat with us today, our call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time. And express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire.
Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Come right back into today's show. And you're listening to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest today, Sue London. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know what? Dogs really want to communicate with us. Animals really want to communicate with us. And they're just trying to let it out. They're communicating with us. And we're sitting there sometimes with this blank look on our face. Mm-hmm. And Sue is like the animal whisperer. And she was just sharing with us her experience with some abused dogs while she is staying in a hotel. And this is no coincidence. She is there for a reason, and it's really to help and heal these animals. Sue, thank you so much. And I just want to pick up where we stopped, and that was, you know, the dogs were trembling and just so afraid because of all the abuse they had. So, you know, you just have that Midas touch, and you hear what they're saying and what they need.
Well, and you know, what's really funny for me is I do this. Like, I talk to an animal like I talk to a child or to a person. And these people are saying, oh, what are they telling me? How are they saying that? But, you know, we all have the gift that we can do this when we all tune in. We get I heard in the beginning of your show, get in the present moment. And once we can do that, you know, we can all have this connection with animals at a deeper level. I've got Dr. Bernie Siegel. He's coming on my show, I think it's on not this week, but next week, and we're going to be going more into depth of how the animals have helped me and I've helped the animals, and how Bernie has brought the animals into his working with medical doctor in hospitals. But we both have shared, you know, like, the animals give us so much, and a lot of times people are so busy wrapped up around their own stuff, and their animals are trying to tell them stuff, but they're not listening. You know, and you can learn so much from your pets. And, there's no surprise. When an animal comes into your life, folks, there's a reason for it. So when you just, you know, calm down, settle down, and I'm in my glory, honest to God, like, here I am at a hotel, and we're living here now for a while, waiting for this new house of ours to be built, but I have our dogs with us, and, you know, there's other dogs here, so I'm meeting all more dogs, and I'm just in my glory. You know me, Elizabeth.
You know, you're my twin, you know, what can I say?
Well, I mean, you got to tell everybody, you and I get on Skype, and you put your dog on, I'm talking to your dog.
Yes.
Telling him you want to take a full walk.
I was like, Henry, what are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? And so it's just too funny. Hey, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about with synchronicity is what I have found. And I almost want to say it's the way our intuition or our soul whispers just a little subtle message to us to say, hey, are you listening?
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I have found that, you know, I'm really wanting something. You know, like, I'm doing my manifestation. I'm trying to create exactly what I want.
Yeah.
And something out of the blue just pops up.
Always.
And I'm like, right? So it's usually better than I ever expected.
Yeah.
And what I find is it comes at that right moment. And sometimes, like I was saying earlier, it's funny how they show up. You know, I get a sign. I'm like, just give me a sign, God, really?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I see a feather where there's no way a feather could be in my house.
Oh, me too. I've had, when we were getting ready to move, leaving our house that we just sold, there were feathers in the house. Now, there was no way the feathers could have come in the house. You know, feathers in our garage and in boxes. You know, these are all signs that, you know, once people understand that, they know that they've got the angels supporting them. They have, you know, that support on the other side. They're signs, they're messages. And I think the trick that people don't do is they don't become aware. They don't get themselves present enough. And they're so busy with their mind going and not, you know, becoming aware. And that's the first step, you know, becoming present and aware. Right?
And it's right in front of us.
Yeah.
Always right in front of us. And one of the things is, you know, when I first started studying metaphysics and spirituality and so forth, because I grew up Catholic, and so there's only so many things that I knew outside of Catholicism.
Yeah.
And one of the things that was so interesting in one of my first classes is one of the gals says, tattoo the word ask on your hand.
Okay.
And she said, because every single time that you're thinking about something or you want something, all you have to do is ask.
Yeah.
It's really simple. So, you know, if you really are looking for something in your life, all you got to do is ask, because the angels are just waiting. God's just waiting. The universe is just ready to deliver.
Yeah.
But you got to ask, because it's all about free will.
And can I add to that? I can honestly tell you that when I was in this state of, honestly, as a victim, like, poor me, I have a disease, you know, I did go on to heal it, but, you know, poor me, I was being abused, and poor me, my husband had a girlfriend and was having an affair and going through divorce, I was really not feeling like I deserved to ask. I didn't have that right. So, you know, can I add to that and just say everyone has the right and does deserve to ask? Because that was a big thing that
very
I wouldn't
good point.
Do because I didn't think I deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And that's something, that's our own personal block. That's something that we put up in front of us is being worthy, right?
Yeah.
And we are worthy to receive everything and anything.
Yeah.
And the biggest piece is to make sure we have good thoughts, good positive thoughts.
Yeah.
And just create those thoughts, those visions, those dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know, you have to also believe, too, that anything's possible, right? And like when you were talking about my bio there, years ago I was told that, you know, I was pregnant and I couldn't deliver a daughter because my weight had gone down to 80 pounds. And they said either I would make it or a baby would make it. And don't tell me something that there's a possibility I can change. You know, like I don't accept no. I feel there's always a solution to everything. You just got to look and go within to find it, right? And that was... Go ahead.
And the excuses, too. I was just going to say, the other thing is, you know, people tell us what we can and cannot do.
Exactly.
Right? And the other piece is ourselves. We become the biggest obstacles.
Yeah.
And one of the funniest things is I used to be able to speak fluent Spanish and was learning Italian when I was in college before I had a pretty significant accident.
Okay.
And I was sharing this just a few weeks ago when I was at a client's site over on the East Coast. And one of the things that I caught myself saying is, I used to be able to do it, but I can't because of my accident.
Oh.
Right? And I thought, oh, boy, did I hear that like a loud clanging cymbal. So you know what I did? As soon as I was done with the client, I said, you know what? That's an excuse. And the next time you see me, I'm going to be able to speak a little bit more Spanish than I can today. I went out, I bought Rosetta Stone, all five lessons.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
And by golly, I'm going to learn Spanish all over again because I'm not going to allow myself to have an excuse.
Yeah, and, you know, I think, like, there's no excuse. Like, you know, you can just set your mind to anything and you can achieve it. Anything and everything's possible, as you and I both know. You know,
absolutely.
So all you listeners know that.
But you started. Yes, right?
Yeah.
And it's, how many of us have so many projects? That was one of the things I brought up that I got today in my meditation is how many projects do we have going on and we make excuses?
That was the old...
Today, it's, that is for everyone. I guarantee there's something that everybody's working on that they're going, oh, my goodness, yes, I know exactly what that is.
Yeah.
And well, I had a few projects.
Well, you know, when you said that, it was funny because when you said that, I can remember back a few weeks when we were getting ready to move and everything of our stuff was going in storage. So it was either finish it clear it or whatever you're going to do with it. So that's what I was having to do a few weeks ago. And I don't like administration stuff. I don't like the paperwork. And that's where I really had to push myself, and I had to push myself hard to do that, you know, because that's something I don't like. But did it ever feel, I don't even know what the word to say, it was like so powerful for me to have all that done, and now I'm just sitting here enjoying eating and swimming and working out and playing with dogs.
Yes, and somebody makes your bed, I'm guessing, right? You're in a hotel.
They do, they do. I want to take her with me, too.
And you know what? It's really interesting, because when we ask for things, we never know how it's going to turn out. We don't know what it looks like, and we want to visualize it. We want to try to create that dream for ourselves, which is great, because at least there's a vision.
Yeah.
And then what we need to do is be open to receive even something better. And in your situation, I know we only got about another minute here before we go to commercial break. But
yeah.
I mean, were you expecting that you were going to be building this house and moving 6 months ago?
I actually visualized, we knew that our last baby was going to be moving out. She just finished college, and we wanted to downsize. So we just put it out there to our angels and said, guide us where we have to go. And it just started channeling out of Ross, the word Winona, Winona. And I'm like, what is this? Where is this coming from? Long story short, that's where our new home is, in Winona, Ontario. And they had one lot left. How ironic, right? And it was the same.
The synchronicity of it all.
And it was the lot number is 49, the same number that is my age right now for a couple more months. So you see how it all falls in? But,
it's absolutely perfect. So everybody listening, just remember that there are no coincidences. The universe is trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
And you just need to be present and aware.
Yeah.
We're going to be right back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest, Sue London. Stay tuned.
Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Tune Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
That is right. You are never going to get me to stop. And we are back. And this is going to be so exciting because we were just talking a little bit off air. And I am so excited to share a story that Sue and I were just talking about. And that is about manifesting and the things that happened to her for this house. So, Sue, let's just get started on that. And let's talk about how you got the whole real estate office now manifesting.
Yeah, that's my world, right? No. Well, what happened, our youngest daughter finished college and she moved out. And we knew that, you know, we don't need a big house, five bedrooms, four bathrooms, the huge backyard. And so we thought that was the time we would downsize. But we didn't know where we were going to go. And so as I was saying before the break, Ross and I just opened it up and, you know, became open and aware and be present. And so what happened, we just said, you know, to our loved ones on the other side and our angels, guide us to where we're supposed to live. And he kept channeling Winona. And he was saying it, and it didn't make sense when he would talk. So I said, this is crazy. You know, Winona, do I know this person? And he didn't even know he was saying it. That was the funny thing, right? So we found that's where we were going to live, and we crossed over the bridge, and there, welcome to Winona. We knew we'd found our home, one property left. So then we went home and we thought, okay, you know what? Now we have to sell our house. But we bought that house. We were so, you know, so sure that was our home that we bought it before we even sold our house. We were that sure. And I don't recommend everyone doing this either, by the way. But so what happened, we went back home, and so we had to find a real estate agent. And so Ross walked up the street, and that day earlier, a neighbor down the street had put a sign on their lawn by this agent, and Ross said, you know, I think I want to call her. I just have this good feeling about her. So he called her, and she came over, and if anyone has ever worked with me before, they know that my dog is interviewing you, not me. And if my dog's like you, you get a job with me, right? That's how it works in my business,
yes.
Right?
Great.
And so what happened? Debbie came over, and the dogs loved her. And, you know, she was sharing.
Well, lucky for Debbie.
Exactly, right? And so it worked out really good. And so Ross said, you know what, let's just get one more person to come in because we'll get a different evaluation on our house just to see if they were on the same track of the price, right? And so this next lady came and the dogs didn't go near her. And I thought, okay, this is interesting. And she gave the same, like, value of the house, which that was good for us. But she totally, as soon as she found out I was a motivational speaker and a life coach and an author, she and a radio host, she just started asking me questions. And I knew she totally had come for me to help her in some way. And as we were talking, I channeled that her son, who was in a car accident, he came through me to give her messages. So that was the whole purpose of that, right? So we knew
no coincidence.
Exactly, right? So we had Debbie come back, the real estate agent, and we said, you know, we're going to go with you. And I said, but here's the deal. if you're going to sell our house, this is what I need you to do. And I said, I need you to visualize that we sell the house right away in the first day, because I don't have time to keep going out when you have to show the house, because we were doing so many shows. And I said that, you know, I want you to visualize that we get $30,000 over the asking price, because we had a number in mind. And she said, I don't know about that, Sue, that, you know, the houses like this size, they don't sell for that. And I said, look, I just need you to visualize it and believe it's possible in one day, okay? That's all I'm asking you to do. Can you do that? And so Ross is sitting there rolling his eyes. It's like, oh, Sue's going again. Here we go, you know. That's my wife,
that's
right?
That's exactly what my husband would be doing.
Oh, I know. Our husbands are like twins too, right? So then,
So then
Debbie turned to Ross and said, Ross, I know where she's coming from. My mother's a psychic medium. And I thought, yes, this is good, right? So she went away and she's doing the visualization and that. And I was, you know, doing the distant Reiki on the right buyer coming for the highest good for everyone. And the next day, the sign went on the lawn. 3 hours later, our house sold. There was a bidding war with three different people, families wanting to buy it. And we got the exact price that we were asking for. And she said, I don't know how you did this. And I said, we all did this together. We all visualized the outcome, and that's how we manifested it. So she went back to her office speechless, and she told everyone in the office, all the agents, to do this now, and they're all selling more houses at a quicker rate now as a result of just doing that simple technique. Crazy, eh?
That is an awesome story, because it really does happen just that easy,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's sometimes that I just say, okay, I really would love to see, you know, my, let's say a medical bill. This is a true story. I needed to come up with $1,400 to mm-hmm. pay for a medical bill.
Mm-hmm.
And there was other things that I needed to pay for, and it's like, okay, I got to figure out what to pay first.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just threw up that intention and I said, all right, listen, whoever's up there listening to me,
yeah.
I need to come up with this amount of money to pay this medical bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to do it by tomorrow. Now, seriously, people are going, okay, really? In one day, you need to come up, you know, with $1,400, $1,500? And I didn't have any question in my mind that it was mm-hmm. possible.
Yeah.
And that day when I went out to the mailbox, I had a couple of clients that were delayed in paying me, and those mm-hmm. checks were in the mail.
Yeah.
And I was just like beside myself, just laughing hysterically.
Because
I'm just like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, you
this
see,
is
you,
awesome.
And you put the intention out, and you didn't have any attachments with that. You just like turned it over to your highest good, your angels, right? And you believed
I did,
it was
and
possible.
I asked for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's the piece a lot of people don't do, right?
Exactly. And I used to be just, I want to say that constipated thinking where I'm like, bring it to me, bring it. And you know, you could see my face turning purple. I was bowing to whatever I needed to bow to. And, you know, it was not working for me, if you really want to know the truth.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
As soon as I let it all go mm-hmm. and just said, hey, you know what? I'd really like this and I'd like it now. Right?
Yeah.
All about
yeah.
present moment.
Yeah.
And so the other thing that was in the mail besides the two client checks was my mother had sent me a check, and she was just saying, you know what, I just thought, you know, because of all the things that you've been doing, I just wanted to give you a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. What great timing.
Yeah.
So I had three checks. I'm running to the bank. I'm cashing it. And, you know, so we have our twins, right? So I call my husband. I share with him, isn't this great? I got this money. And he's like, okay, but you're still $200 short.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it can't be that I'm almost there, right? It's
yeah.
I'm $200 short. And I'm like, okay, you know what? That's all good, because you know what? Tomorrow hasn't come yet. And so I went and picked my daughter up at school and realized, oh, my tank is empty. I need to go get gas. So I'm at the gas station and I hear green and yellow, go scratch it.
You bought a lotto ticket.
A lotto ticket.
Yeah.
I went in and I bought a lotto ticket and I scratched it. And I won, and it was $100.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, beside myself going, there's the other $100. I need only $100, and I'm going to have the whole thing. And it hasn't even been, like, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going, this is awesome. So I go in, I give the guy my ticket, and he says, oh, you didn't scratch off your bonus thing. And I'm like, bonus thing? Yeah. It was a multiplier. I won $200.
Oh, how crazy.
It was so awesome. I'm like, hold on, I got to take a picture and send this to my husband. Yeah. So I get my phone out, I take a picture, I have the $200 in my hand, and I text him the picture. I'm like, I did it, and it's only been 3 hours.
Yeah.
Pay off the house.
Yeah. And he was speechless, right?
He was. He's just like, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is totally possible when you let go of the outcome of how things are going to just show up for you.
Yeah.
And it is that easy. You hear it all over the, you know, I can't tell you how many different speakers talk about, you know, the power of intention and manifesting and creating by just letting go and being present.
Yeah, and you know what else, too? I used to try and control things to be how I thought was right for me. And when I shifted saying, you know, I want this, this is what I want to see as my outcome, and I turn it over to my angels, my loved ones, and, you know, God, and say, you know, whatever is the right for my highest good, make it happen for my highest good. And there have been times where it was even better than what I expected, but it was a different way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and I think that's a very good point, because so many times we have our eyes fixed on a certain deliverable, right?
Yeah.
And you're, like, really disappointed.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, but that's not really what I wanted.
Yeah.
But if you're patient enough, what you find is the reason that maybe you didn't get, let's say, a brand new car. You're wanting a car because your car broke down.
Yeah.
The reason you don't get the loan, or you don't get certain things, it's because something better is around the corner.
Exactly.
And as long
and
as
I
you're
found
present,
that every time.
Every time.
Yeah, every
time. And, you know, I find myself going, oh, I really wanted that. Mm-hmm. And then I just find out, you know, here it is a couple days later, something better. You know, I want a dress. And I'm like, oh, gosh, that's a little expensive.
Yeah.
And should I get it? Well, I'll just wait. And then I go back and the dress is gone. And then I'm like, I should have bought the dress.
Yeah.
And then it's just the funniest thing. I'll go into a store a couple of days later. There is a better dress.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a tenth of the price. And it's like, oh, what a gift. That's like so amazing.
Well, and you know what else, Ross? What we do is, like, we'll get in our mind, okay, this is what we're going to buy. And, again, we'll be in the present moment and we'll put it out there, lead us to the place where it's the best price, where it's the right place for us to get it. And always, always, we would maybe start off going, like, we had this happen with a mailbox. We were going to this one place, and all of a sudden I said to Ross, we're going the wrong way. We have to turn around and we have to go the opposite way because it's not where we're thinking where we're going to go. It's not there. It's the other way. He's like, of course it is, Sue. You know, like, here we go again with your psychic stuff, right? And God bless this man. And so
I'm just laughing because it's, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. And he's very supportive, and we'll go the other way. And then I'll say it's right at that store there. And I'll listen to, like, what I'm hearing within. And that's a big thing, what everyone needs to be doing as well, right? And when we listen and go within and hear, no, this isn't right, we need to go here. Every time when we're looking for something, we go with what is within us where to go. And always, always, we always get the best deal. It's on sale. It's the nicest product, better quality, whatever else. You know, it's the best for
us. It's always, always perfect.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, we are going to take a quick break, and when we get back, Sue London is going to share just a little tidbit with us and a little bit about her book. Stay tuned.
Each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest Sue London. Hey Brian, was that a little air guitar that I saw going on back there?
Actually, air drums. I have the drumsticks right on the desk.
Oh, you guys are totally missing this. So that was a great visual. Thanks for sharing with everybody. Hey Sue, I wanted to just mention your book. So if you could share your website, and you're going to give away a book today, right?
I am. I love giving gifts away. My website.
And I love it.
AskSueLondon.com. And go to the website, and when you're at the home page, sign up for the free newsletter. And as soon as you sign up, I'm going to start sending you 10 weeks of inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques that will help you to overcome your challenges and create that life you desire. And just so you all know, those tools and techniques I'm sharing there are the same tools I used to overcome and heal Crohn's disease and all the other things I went through. So, and my books are on there, too, under the book tab.
And so what book are you going to give away today, Sue?
I'm going to give away Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. So
awesome. That's
my story of everything that I went through and meeting Mr. Wright, because I went through the synchronicity of going to Toastmasters, and he was my mentor, and I married him.
Oh, my gosh, what an awesome story. So, all right, so the first person to email me right now at Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, at Elizabeth, and that's Cookson, C-U-C-K-S-O-N.com. First one to email me will get a free book. All right, Sue, I want to make sure that we're able to finish the show today with a little bit of just about healing and how you have found that those synchronicities and life have really brought you a clear healing journey into wellness of where you are today.
Okay.
Because I know you have done so much work.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing right now is you being present and your story about helping animals in the hotel. I mean, there's no coincidence of all the things that are happening to you right now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know what?
On your healing journey. It's just
amazing. You know, I changed a lot. Everything in my life, basically, from where I was with all these challenges. But the thing, you know, like my routine, we get up about 6:30 in the morning, and especially, you know, living in the Hilton, oh, my God, what more of a dream can somebody ask for, right? Your pool's there, your gym. how could you not enjoy that, right? So we get up in the morning, and Ross goes to the gym, does his workout, goes for his swim. Then him and I go for breakfast, and then I come back, and then I head to the pool because we've got dogs here, right? So we don't want to leave the dogs alone. And every day, you know, that's my routine, having, you know, being at the pool doing laps, and I go twice a day. I do it in the morning, and I do it in the night, do meditation every day, walking, just being my, keeping myself very present, not letting myself get stressed, visualizing what I want for my outcome for everything, and everything unfolds for my highest good. And it's really, Ross summed it up really good on his BBM, on his BlackBerry, as his message, you know, he sent a message. He says, I'm living the dream. And that's exactly what him and I are doing, is we are living the dream that we always wanted. And it's, he introduces me now as his wife, but as his adventure. And for both of us, that's truly what life is for us now. It's truly an adventure. We don't know what will happen next, like the next day, but we know it's only going to be good, great stuff, and we're going to be put in the place of helping others or the right people coming to help us. And what an amazing journey we're on now. So rewarding.
And I think it's so beautiful how everything has unfolded. You trusted,
yeah,
you know, now you're in a hotel. You,
yeah,
trust that you can do all the work that you love to do and still be in a place that isn't necessarily yours, but you're making yours.
Well, and you know, with, I think, can I add something to that? This is really,
yeah,
an interesting test, because the funny thing that everyone doesn't know is that we sold our house so quickly, and because we got so much more money, we didn't want to turn that offer down, right? So here we move in this hotel, and our foundation has not even been started in our new house yet. And so that's really a weird feeling, but it was really a test for me. You know, am I really testing, really trusting in everything, right? And what was interesting, when I started sending the distant Reiki to, you know, attracting the right builders for our new house and asking again, right, for the angels and God to send the right people to build our beautiful new home. And when I started doing that, we went up, and we call our home the dirt pile because it's still a dirt pile, right? And we went up to the dirt pile, and we were talking to all the neighbors, and they said the most interesting thing happened that week, that they let go of the site supervisor and they got a new one. Now, the site supervisor, now he's on board. The houses are being built quicker and at a better quality now than they expected. And the rate, they're being done, and again, in only 3 months versus 4 and 5. And so, see, again, asking, and miracles can happen. And I never dreamt that, you know, we'd be moving in, you know, maybe mid-November or so. So all because I asked and believed, you know.
It is, and it's putting that intention out there and just trusting, like you said. And I think that's the most important thing, is,
yeah,
sometimes things don't get delivered at the speed of light.
Yeah.
But trusting that your best and highest good, mm-hmm, is actually what's going to be delivered.
Yeah.
Because we can all pray for the Powerball, but that may not be in our best interest. Mm-hmm. There's experiences, there's journeys, there's things in our life, mm-hmm, that we are truly intended to experience.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes those easy way out type of Powerball wishes, mm-hmm, aren't in our highest good. And there's, mm-hmm, something that's even better. And sometimes, mm-hmm, we just don't understand that, or we can't envision what could possibly be better, right, mm-hmm, than being debt free, for example.
Yeah.
But there's always something better, and there's always something here in that present moment, mm-hmm, to pay attention to open up our intuition and just pay attention, mm-hmm, to what's in front of us.
Yeah.
And whatever those signs, those symbols, those emotions, those feelings, whatever it is, just to be open to receive, mm-hmm, that synchronicity in our life.
And
so, Sue, I just want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
It has been awesome. My pleasure, as always, my friend.
And you have a show. It's on tomorrow. You want to share that with our listeners?
Yeah, my show is tomorrow night. Again, us being twins, we're the same time but a day apart. So it's 2 p.m. Pacific, which is 5 p.m. Eastern. Same station, WBLQ, Transformation Talk Radio. And the guest tomorrow night, he's Thomas Pope. and he's talking about your birthday and how what colors you should wear, the meaning. There's an ancient code behind your birthday meaning. This guy's phenomenal, and he was just by taking my birthday, he told me what to wear, the colors that I never wore before, and how it would be so changing for me in different ways, and it has been, and I followed that. So amazing stuff. So you know, tune in for that for more spiritual growth for y'all.
Oh, and I can't wait to hear, because we have the same birthday, and you shared off air, you know, that we're not supposed to be wearing blue because it brings us down, and that's one of my favorite colors, too.
I know.
So I guess I'll be changing my wardrobe out a little bit to be a little bit more white
and yellow.
Light. Yeah. Oh, and yellow.
White and yellow.
Awesome. I will make...
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to look like a daisy, white and yellow. This would be very interesting for everybody to watch. Well, once again, thank you, Sue, so much for being with us. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to From the Heart Radio. Enjoy the show every day, Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 Pacific. And next week is going to be another amazing sizzler show. So stay tuned. I look forward to inspiring each of you to live from the heart. So on behalf of my guests, Sue London, and myself, Elizabeth Cookson, we wish you blessings and love. Till next week.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.